Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint.
This is Karina Hogan with Let's Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we are broadcasting here today on Triple A Murray Country. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which you're standing on today, this fine Friday, across the many nations that that we have here. I'd also like to acknowledge elders past and present, and acknowledge elders of those more recent arrivals. We've gone back to our roots, Triple A Murray Country, and we have rebranded, but we're still bringing the deadly sounds, the deadly conversations. And on Let's Talk today, we are going to be having a bit of a look back at 2021 and a little bit of a look forward at 2022. What is in stock for us? And what are the highlights been this year? Absolutely challenging year, to say the least, especially given COVID. And a whole range of other things, but something that this year has taught me is that the resilience of blackfellas is still very, very pertinent, and it's something that we've lent on this year, I think, to come together and to display what it is that we do as blackfellas in difficult times. We come together and we make things happen. And last Saturday, we had a deadly Brisbane Blacks music festival down at the Green Front stage at South Bank here in Brizzy. And it was just such a deadly display of leadership and getting together and coming together of the First Nations community, particularly here in Southeast Queensland. There were amazing artists. There was a whole plethora of people there, aged, newborn, all the way, you know, some I imagine maybe were past the 100 mark. But what it reminded me of is that in difficult times, blackfellas do know how to come together. And at the very, you know, height of a pandemic, you know, and with the borders coming down on Monday, particularly here in Brisbane, it was an opportunity for mob to get together and just show what it is that we can do. And it was a deadly day. One of the highlights for me, one of the songs and singers and bands that I loved seeing that day with the Betty Rays. I've never seen them live, seen plenty of them and heard them speak. Last week, Jacko, the lead singer, mentioned that he was celebrating something that the Wapaburra people had always known, but that was declared last week, and that was that they got their native title. And here on Let's Talk, our year has been packed with some real deadly conversations, and someone who's been there for a lot of the ride, she's done a bit of work here at Triple A Murray Country, she has listened, she has been on Let's Talk, she's a bit of an advocate for Triple A Murray Country, is Sinead Dumas. Oh, Sinead Singh, rather. Hello, Sinead. Well, maybe I would start by turning her mic on. Good morning, Sinead.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. It's Friday. It is Friday. And it's deadly to have you on, sis. You are an entrepreneur, business owner of seven businesses, and you joined us for the whole month of September for Indigenous Business Month. October. You joined us for the entire month to cover off on the importance of black business here in this country. And it was quite a hoot. And I just wanted to have a look back on 2021 and all the things that it's brought, challenges, so on and so forth. But first, before we do, you were at the festival last week, the Brisbane Blacks Music Live Festival down here in Brizzy. What'd you think?
Oh, it was deadly. I mean, yeah, I was there. I was one of the early comers, but it was good just to see a mob kind of pile in as that sun kind of set, I guess, too. It was a really good day, and obviously it is a big deal to put those events on for mob and obviously for our communities like Friends and Allies, especially in that Brisbane region. And it was good because, you know, a couple of weeks earlier, or what was it? Yeah, a few weeks earlier, you know, we've seen the Meanjin markets go come back, not just online, but also you know, get that physical presence. So it's kind of like we're seeing everything ramp back up within the Indigenous economy, you know, getting our footprint back there. So it was good having that kind of close it off for the year. So,
Sis, I think that was one of the highlights of my whole year. You know, you get towards the end of the year and you're a bit sluggish, you're a bit slack, but this particular year, it has been challenging for a whole range of reasons. The borders are coming down here in Brisbane next week. Yeah, you know, how has your year been, Sinead?
Yeah, obviously there's been, I've had a lot of changes, lots of business changes, lots of personal changes, and it's just, it's weird for everything that's kind of happened. It's gone extremely quick, which has been a bit of the biggest blessing, I guess, for a lot of people. I'm finding the same things are being said, like in, especially with mob, like big changes, but it's gone really quick. So kind of grateful, but also kind of sad how quick it's gone.
Yeah. And I think last week was a real display of leadership, you know. It was pulled together in 2 weeks. But I suppose the message around the country was to keep our mob safe. How important do you think that message is, you know, for your own direct community, your elders, so on and so forth? And the spaces you work in.
Yeah, definitely. In the spaces I work in, like, keeping your mob safe is obviously critical. Like, you know, if we looked at it, we actually looked at it probably better than a lot of other groups of people in this country, like pre-COVID is what I will say. So for us, like, obviously it's actually about maintaining what we've always been taught through culture to keep your mob safe. And, you know, it's about the judges and the elders and, you know, making sure that they're not just protected, but that they also have an opportunity to be heard. And a big part of that for me is, yeah, just seeing our culture actually maintained through this process. And that's a huge one for me is... seeing our mob kind of stand strong in a lot of other ways. That's critical, I think, in this time because, you know, isolation is a big killer for our mob. Family is a big part of our economy. So, it's actually about, you know, knowing how to do that well but do it safe, I guess. It's all these little things that add up.
There are some important things that we spoke about throughout the year. Nothing stands in isolation for mob, I think. But one thing that I pulled from that the festival that we had last week was the importance of keeping mob safe. And one of the resources that I thought were really deadly is if you jump onto quaihc.com.au, that's quaihc.com.au/resources, there are a whole range of things that you can download as far as getting information around vaccinations. But also they've got this really deadly safety checklist. So you can go in there, you know, because the reality is, sis, is that it's coming in, the borders are coming down and we are going to have to start learning to live with this virus. Sadly, in some parts of Brizzy, like from where I sit and in Logan where I live, vaccination rates are really low. They're only just up over 50%, which is not at the desired 80%, but it also puts mob at such risk. So if you are listening and you are not sure, jump onto that page and there's a whole range of resources there to give you some facts, some information around what you do if, you know, if something were to happen, if you were to get sick. Like, Sinead, if you caught COVID, you know, what have you put in place or thought about a plan as far as what would happen with your, you know, your beautiful son and your mom and family members and so on?
Oh, you just have to self-isolate like you always do. That would be my biggest thing is do what we've done before and, you know, and obviously, yeah, keep your mob safe is a big one for me. But,
I think
like we've seen before.
If you haven't, sis, jump onto this website, quaihc.com.au/resources, because there are a whole range of things there for you to consider. Because you don't know what you don't know, right?
That's right. You don't know what you don't know.
But after reading this, I was like, oh, I actually didn't consider. If I get COVID, what's happening to my two babies and also my mum, because my mum is very vulnerable and such a precious commodity in my life. So I want to keep her as safe as possible. So, you know, things like if I were to get sick, who's going to look after my kids? Where are they going to go? If one of my children gets sick, what does that look like? Will I have to cordon off a room? You know, things that I never really considered before. It's definitely a time for us to continue talking about it. There someone at the festival, sis, that you particularly enjoyed seeing?
Obviously the Jacks. I know the Slab family very well. So it was deadly seeing them get up and perform live. So, yeah, I love. I just
Aren't they
absolutely
deadly?
Love, Yeah, they are. I love watching them. Anytime I get to watch them, I'm happy. So they were probably my favourite. But I didn't really get to... I had to leave at 2. I had a 3-year-old chucking a bit of a tantrum. So
oh, bless.
I stayed from the beginning to 2, so I got through majority of it.
I think that you deserve
the dropout. So.
Oh, Mop was so deadly. They were so deadly.
I know.
Well, one of the ones that you missed was Maisha, who I absolutely love and we love here at Triple A Murray Country. And we have had quite the year, and I'm joined by Sinead Singh on the line. Sinead, sis, it has been a big year, but we're heading into 2022, all the twos. What are some of the black businesses that we should be on the lookout for?
Yeah, I mean, there's some that are definitely just like growing in general that have been around for a while, but that should definitely be on people's radars if they're not already. That's Birimba Dreaming, so that's the cultural tour, and obviously
Birimba Dreaming.
Dancing. Birimba Dreaming, yep. There's Together Business, which is all about accelerating mob with understanding their tax and accounting. That's Indigenous owned.
I'm writing these down, so you just got to say them nice and slowly. Get your pen and paper out. Birimba Dreaming, B-E-R-I-N-B-A-H, Dreaming.
And then there's Together Business. An Indigenous-owned and operated, basically a service that helps Indigenous entrepreneurs, very similar to what we do at First Nations Startup, but they also have certified accountants and people who can look at taxes, which is what mob need if they are in business. And then there's also Black Lines, which is she's an Indigenous woman who creates digital illustrations for mob. So if you're interested, go check her out. She's one of the best I've seen. Mm. Her company's called Blackline. And then, if you're looking for anything, digitally created and animated, that's who you need to go see. She's amazing. Then there's Indigenous Studios, which is a Cairns-based content creation business. Also Indigenous owned and operated.
Yeah.
So if I could put 4 on everyone's radar, it's them. And they all kind of do, they can all do very different things to support somebody's business. And I'm just kind of thinking long-term here, who to keep on your radar. If you're looking for expansion or rebranding, they're kind of the last three that I'd say go check out. And with Birimba Dreaming, that's just mob, they're mob sustaining our culture. So that's another one that I want to kind of put on people's radar.
And last week at the Brisbane Blacks Music Festival, we spoke to a range of different singers there, but they also do other things, like the Jacks, for example. They, work in their community as well, doing Indigenous business. Bunnum, yes.
Yes.
And what does Bunnum do?
Yeah, so they talk a lot about cultural frameworks and perspectives in business. They do their consultation on the Tweed, but obviously they can go anywhere because, they're talking about our mob in general. So, and they are there sharing their stories, but they're also teaching people about, how we operate as people as a whole. So they have an amazing cultural safety. It's very similar to cultural safety, looking at cultural frameworks and how to apply them in the workplace.
And Bunnum is spelled B-A-N-A-H-M. And we did a little tour with them last year with 98.9 FM, and it was incredible down the Tweed River there. And we sat in and did some cultural competency training. And I think those things are so important. And moving into 2022, we're at a bit of a time now, I think. It's been a bit over a year since the Black Lives Matter rally, but blackfellas aren't really going anywhere, are they, Sinead? Next year, Triple A Murray Country are going to be a part of a huge day for Invasion Day down at Musgrave Park. So that's something that I'm looking forward to. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's funny, we're ramping up the messages around Jan 26th, around Invasion Day at the moment in our cultural safety workshops, just to make people aware. We're seeing, I think it was Reconciliation Australia, 70% of people, as of 2018, said, we probably need to look at a different day. So just bringing awareness of that, bringing awareness of our day of mourning. So things like that people have no clue around.
Mm-mm.
So, that we had that prior to this date that was set on the same day. So it's actually about, at the moment, we're just for us, we're ramping up awareness around this day because January is around the corner and these little things have impact if our friends and allies are aware. Mm-hmm. So it's these little things that we know and we need to, you know, go outside of what we know and our bubble and actually explain this properly. And so that's all we've kind of been doing because some people actually, unfortunately, still have no idea why why we push the agenda on this.
So I think that that's such an important message. I loved that you mentioned the day of mourning because one of my favourite chats that I had here on AAA, Murray Country, Let's Talk, was the day of mourning, the Let's Talk history with Bo that we did, chatting to Uncle Fred, or Uncle John Maynard, rather, the grandson of Uncle Fred Maynard, who is pictured in one of the posters that were put out for the Day of Mourning back in 1938, yeah. January 26th.
So when
we talk about, you know, changing, you know, not changing something because, you know, I don't want to change the date because it's, you know, it's important to, you know, that really hasn't existed until the until 94, I believe.
Even later, I think. Sorry, I think they discussed it in 88 and then everybody agreed by, sorry, they discussed it in 1988 and then I think everybody had agreed on the date, like state and territory wide by 1990. So I think, you know, when you look at, you know, its legitimacy and how long it's been around in comparison to 1938, Jan 26th, and the, you know, need for recognition on any scale, it's ridiculous.
And we know that Jan 26, 1938 marked 150 years since the landing of the first fleet in Australia. And and you can catch that podcast at 989fm.com.au where we do chat to Uncle Fred Maynard's grandson, Uncle John Maynard, who has been studying this and working with this. So if that's something you, some light listening you want to listen to over the holidays, that is one. Another thing that I think we should mention is the success of, you know, Bo Spearham's deadly podcast, Frontier War Stories. It was a big year for that podcast and there's a lot to come, Sinead, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And he's expanding. So we're current First Nations startups currently just working alongside actually AAA and Bo just to kind of offer an amazing package like with Frontier War Stories. Like this needs to be more than podcasts. Like, you know, that we have these little mini celebrities coming through the door and they're celebrities in their own right to our people because of what they advocate for and what they stand for. Bo Spearham's one of them. So we're actually trying to, you know, really build him up and build him into, you know, this walking, talking, amazing business model because our people have our own economy and we have so much to offer and our knowledge. Like, it is so rare to come across people who actually have been able to maintain, document and appropriately record and then advocate and, you know, get up there and speak about our history and about, you know, what's taken place here in this country and get the right people. And Bo is one of them. So, yeah, he's offering now school packages, corporate packages and a whole range of amazing, amazing workshops that, yeah, can basically suit any client in any industry. So, yeah, he's actually expanded beyond those podcast borders, which is deadly. And I can't wait for next year for him. There's a few amazing businesses like that that are just going to accelerate. And we're not even going to see it coming until it's here kind of thing. And the Frontier War Stories is one of them.
Well, it's funny because when Bo started this, he did it off his own back. And with no, you know, business framework around it, it was just that he really wanted to speak about it and it was a passion that he had. It's something that I'm really proud to say that I'm really proud of him. I think I've just watching him grow and bring that to life has been incredible. And last week, you missed it because you left a bit early, but Troy Cassidaly, of course, performed at the Brisbane Blacks Festival and he actually dedicated this song to Bo Spearham because this particular song is about a frontier war story from Troy's mob and it means so much to Troy and Bo loves it. He has loved it so much. He plays this song all the time. But have a listen to this, Sinead. And then if you've enjoyed this particular program, you can listen to it again tonight, the repeat at 989fm.com.au or you can also upload the podcast a little bit later on in the day. If you want to catch any of those past episodes, jump on and look for them because they're amazing. But Sinead, it's been amazing talking to you. It's been an amazing year with you. And we're heading into 2022 feeling good. Any last messages to Mob?
I mean, obviously, like, just keep pursuing, you know, and looking forward towards the goals that you have. That's a big thing, you know. Don't doubt what 2022 can bring you. There's amazing opportunities for our Mob, and we just got to open our eyes, I guess, to see them.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we can take from this year is that Mob is still here. Mob is still strong, we're still thriving, and we're going to be back in 2022 for something even better. But it's not the end for me. I'll be back next Friday here on Let's Talk, AAA Murray Country. And to take you out, as mentioned, this is Troy Cassidaly with his song that he sung last week at the Brisbane Blacks Live Festival. It's been a pleasure, Sinead, here
no worries.
At Triple A Murray Country.